So we're going to keep it on markets right now and bring in our next guest. Mark Mutin is Fundstrat Managing Director and Global Head of Technical Strategy. Mark, thanks so much for your time. So markets are really getting whipsawed at the moment because of these geopolitical tensions. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, what conviction is there in the market right now, particularly ahead of a three-day holiday? And then short term, what does market sentiment look like to you?
Thank you. Well, there certainly is a lot of uncertainty right now. You have the 1-2 punch of not only investors not really being in sync with what the Federal Reserve has in store, and there's a lot of uncertainty there with really how many rate hikes we're going to get this year. And so ordinarily, the markets work very fine when they know exactly what the Federal Reserve has in store. And in this case, I think it's really all over the map, and it's anybody's guess. People know that rates have to come up and the balance sheet is going to be pared down. The question is, how quickly does that happen? So there is a little bit of concern there. And also, of course, the geopolitical tension. I would just argue that oftentimes that does tend to prove to be very short-lived, and that, you know, many times during geopolitical conflicts, it's really more of a case of sell the rumor, buy the news. And so my thinking is that, you know, within the next couple of weeks, we'll see some stability on that front. And markets likely can start to push higher into the month of March. But we, look, we have had a ton of damage that's been done. As we were just talking about, all the stocks that are down 40 to 50% off the highs. If anything, you know, the effect of some of these FANG type companies within the broader indices, you look at the weighting of Apple and Microsoft, and those have really held the broader indices up at a time when the actual markets have suffered a far greater damage. To your second point, you know, sentiment is a little subdued. It obviously is gotten a little bit more bearish, but it's not to the extent that it was actually in early December or even in January, when we saw the pace of the decline much faster to the downside. If anything, this recent choppiness has provided a little bit more of uncertainty, and it's not truly that fearful yet. When you look at things like the equity put to call or fear and greed index, those haven't reached levels of true capitulation. So yes, we have seen selling in technology, of course, and that's what many investors are concentrating on. But look at stocks like Altria or Philip Morris or Hershey or many of the stocks that are breaking out to new all-time highs, or Coca-Cola, for example. That's where all the strength is right now. It's all in the safety stocks. Meanwhile, everybody is wondering if Roku, now that it's gone from 500 to 105, you know, is a buy at these levels. And so oftentimes it pays for these larger for these technology stocks that are plummeting to really wait for some signs of stabilization before thinking we can have a huge bounce.
You know, I want to ask you a question, because how much of these tensions that are happening currently are exacerbating the risk of inflation? And then perhaps on the flip side, you know, there was talk of a 50 basis point hike come March. Do you think that's off the table with everything that's going on now?
In terms of exacerbating the tension, you know, inflation is something that many people agree parts of it are here to stay and parts of it can be transitory. Our own Tom Lee at Fundstrat would argue that it is going to be transitory and that it's going to come down towards the latter part of the year. So hiking rates aggressively into that to try to curb inflation likely is not going to be beneficial. And if anything, they really have to be careful. The Fed oftentimes, you know, never truly gets it right. They're always behind the curve. They're always hiking and looking at past events. And we to try to think that we're going to hike seven times and we can see a smooth landing on that at the same time as we engineer the soft landing of, you know, taking down the balance sheet, that can be very, very tricky. And if anything, that could start to affect growth. So, you know, in terms of 50 versus 25 basis points, you know, it's really anybody's guess. But I think that we learned this past week that Bullard came out, you know, way too hawkish. And actually, you look at, you know, recent comments that have come in a little bit not as hawkish as what he initially said. And so that caused a little bit of a steepening in the yield curve for the first time in a while. So, you know, I think we've got our answer that it likely is going to be 25. We all expect that it's going to be anywhere between five and maybe seven hikes. But there's a lot that can happen between now and then. And it's really anybody's guess. If the market were to truly start to turn lower with a lot more velocity, it would be difficult, in my opinion, to see the Fed really aggressively hike into that at a time when, you know, the stock market is showing downward volatility into maybe the end of the second quarter.
And then I know you did talk about growth stocks. There's something else that you like, which is interesting. You say tobacco stocks are worth looking at. How come?
Well, that's one of the best acting groups of the entire week. So you know, as the saying goes, smoke them if you got them. I mean, look, this group, when you look at Altria, when you look at Philip Morris, these are simply stocks that are acting, you know, very, very well. And maybe not necessarily today on a day of extreme market weakness, but over the course of the week, when you look at the weekly performance and some of the breakouts that are happening in Altria, Philip Morris, and it's just really an area that investors can hide during times of extreme volatility. And it's often, you know, beneficial not only to diversify during times of market weakness, but to look at these safe themes and look at the Walmarts of the world, look at Coca-Cola, look at McDonald's, look at some of the tobacco names. They tend to provide a lot of stability and safety, and oftentimes act a lot better and don't get caught up in the type of downdraft that we see during times of real carnage to technology stocks.
All right, we will leave it there. Smoke them if you got them. My colleagues join me in saying that is the quote of the day. Thank you so much, Mark Newton, Fundstrat Managing Director and Global Head of Technical Strategy. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.